Posted on February 25, 2022 by Larry Denson. The purpose for Preach One Day, we answer the great request to those who will glorify God. The Preach One ministry has a work that we do every Saturday. It's a day where we give our honor to God at Riverside Places. This reference that we do is to bring awareness to the very words Jesus Christ asked of the believers at John 14 verse 13. We're inviting you to participate in the very action of Romans 15 verses 5 and 6. It's an order given from Jesus to glorify God given at John 14 verse 13. And by God's written consent to His people who understands what is being asked of us to glorify God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We make the knowledge known in our evangelism work where the Lord is waiting on us to glorify Father God at once. We suggest all believers to stop at every sign requesting a duty to join the crowd of glorifiers who hangs in the balance to glorify God by His written word, the Bible. The awareness to bring God's people to this realization that the living has not carried out the order to glorify God together. This makes it hard to receive our Christians' order from Jesus, since many are in their religious segments of ministry, making it hard to seek knowledge to glorify God as prescribed by order. Does God gets glorified before the growing Preach One Day glorifiers? Yes, God is glorified at the death of any battlefield saint, including Jesus Christ, John 21 verse 19. Our position in life is to stay on the word given to us by our Lord, that we may glorify God alive for the first time since Jesus in the outside crowd, where Jesus asked the Father to glorify His name at John 12 verse 28. And now that you know, I caution you. It's not safe knowing how God is to be glorified, Romans 15 6. And knowing that Jesus asked the believers to follow in it at John 14 verse 13. But if you decide to pass up the signs or assembly that is doing the work, a sin shall be accounted to you according to James 4 verse 17. It reads, "So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin." Thanks for visiting our blog.